Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I have subtitled this message, "Don't Lose Your Prophecy." Hallelujah. Don't lose your prophecy. That's what will get you there. That's where everything starts from. And everything is going to end with the fulfillment of your prophecy. Hallelujah. When we all die and we see Jesus, all he just wants to look at is everything I wrote about you. Was that what you achieved? That's all. We are only acting the script back us. Everything has been written. Who you will get married to, it will not be the result of Mary Kay. If you got married to him because you waste your money and do those things, the day you can no longer afford it, or the day you're under pressure and auditors are pounding your head at the office, then he will fall out of love. Go and plait your hair. Let him see you the way you are. If it's your husband, it's not going. Your husband married a person, not Mary Kay. Take her to your house. Let her see that you live in one room. Though your beginning, and when she chants, tell her my beginning is small. Tell her, if she cannot stay, let her go. If you cannot help me, where else shall I? Just open the door. Say, Francisca, the Lord bless you. We are still sisters in Christ, but you can go. If she insists you must have iPhone 14, or you must buy iPhone 14, tell her, you've not bought iPhone 14 for your own mother. So you cannot give it to her. Because that's the first love of every man's life. I asked a lady, "So what do you bring to the table?" She said, "Friendship." Please sit down. "Friendship, advice." I said, "Who told you I need advice?" Who told you a man needs advice? You are deceiving yourself. That man has friends that they've been rolling together before he met you. All of a sudden, it's your advice in this. So you married because I said, "So what is he bringing to you?" He said, "He's going to take care of me." I said, "You can't take care of yourself. You can't take care of yourself." These people are living in a fool's paradise. He said, "He's going to take care of me." How are you planning to take care of yourself before if I didn't come? Okay, since I'm here to take care of you, I'm going to give you a vision statement. What's your current level of certification? Okay, put in for a master's. You've done, okay, do another master's. Go and learn UI UX. Say, "No, that's not my area." What's your area? To be doing TikTok videos. The spirit of Salome. You go and get serious. When a man is a girlfriend, he comes to people like you. But when a man wants to really marry, he's looking for other things. Beauty is not even number one on that list. The men will not tell you. They will lie to you. It's me that can tell you this one. Because I know what anything I say, it doesn't matter. So don't waste your money. It's good to look beautiful and all those things, but don't prioritize it over your destiny. Please, am I clear? Because the mic will suddenly go off now. Am I clear somewhere here? So, look nice. But look nice for yourself. Look nice for yourself, not because of Ayo. Because you may later discover his name is actually Kunle. Whose name is going to be on the certificate? Is it not your name? So do it for yourself. Don't let anybody look down on you because you don't have masters. No. Do it for yourself. Let the guy meet you on a clear path. You are not waiting for anybody to. You are the one. In fact, you are interrupting me now. Because now we have to be chatting and be doing all those things. Have you chatted to your headache before? So drop the phone. Some of you chatted to you, started asking God for forgiveness. You just drop the phone. I'm a Gen Z pastor, so I have to tell you. I'm taking trainings now on how to pastor Gen Z's, so I have to tell you. They don't like all this holiness without wish no man. So I will tell you in a way you understand. Most of the things we pursue are not necessary. AY, I can't remember the last time I bought a pair of shoes for myself, but I'm wearing shoes. You understand? I'm wearing a pair of shoes. It doesn't matter. You understand? Those things are good, but they are not, you know. If you want to travel for vacation, do it for yourself. Like, I just want to go on vacation. Go. Because of children, I'm investing in children. Your children will leave you one day. You will now be regretful. Come and say, Josh, why? Say, Dad, I'm busy. I've got to call you back. I say, hey, okay. So, any problem? You call me now. They will leave you. Your daughter will tell you, Daddy, can I call you back? I'm really swamped with work now. Eh? You are swamped with work. Meanwhile, she was the one asking me, what are you always doing behind that computer? I say, work. See, you don't have to work. You don't answer to anybody. I say, do you know how many people are mastering with you? These are the people paying my, go and read your school book or whatever. Leave me alone. Say, Dad, I need a phone. I swear I need a phone if I want to play games. I say, the phone is not for playing games. The screen of that phone now is about 60,000. So please, can I have my phone? Enjoy your moments. Play with your children. When you are old, you can't do all those things. If you are single, enjoy what it means to be single. Before my mom will start shouting, I told her I was on the way, my food is not ready. Enjoy. Because no matter what you do, you marry an African man. So don't worry. All right. They don't... Well, you won't know get culture. Make I tell you now. You might, if you are lucky, the guy is like me. If you are lucky, that means you can reason with him. Not every guy can be reasoned with. So, our market share in the stock is still very high because of what we know. So if I tell you that you should. Place a premium on yourself and on your destiny. It's because you know something. There's something you know about yourself. You can't tell everybody. But you just know that for whatever it's worth, you need to arrange yourself properly because of where you are going. The day that door will open, Joseph will not even have thought like, today I'm leaving prison. There was no pre-information. There was no sign. There was no dream. They just came. Because in the heavens, the book of remembrance was open. Say, today we'll remember him. If Joseph woke up that morning, curse God. I curse you, God. You give me a dream. You spoil my life. I curse you. Today was the day. I will backslide. I will commit fornication. What is Christianity? Christianity is a lie. They are copying the Bible from all those ancient masoteric texts. All those Hindu texts. All those Sermon on the Mount, they copied it from the words of Shiva. They started saying rubbish on TikTok, not knowing that in the heavens they have already said it's the day of his remembrance. Me, I know when people start talking, I know they just missed an opportunity. When they start talking, one girl came on Instagram. Don't let anybody tell you not to travel out. Relocate. Even if it's your pastor. I laughed. I said, thank God I'm not your pastor. I said, but nobody is stopping you from going. You understand? You can go. But if you commit a crime there, you'll be caught. If you commit a crime here, the chances of being caught is lower than half. So... Somebody said, I listened to a joke. Somebody said, the police stopped him and said, what's your name? Can I see your license? The Nigerian guy is from Delta State. He laughed. He said, don't let me tell you my name. He has some of those very long Delta names. I don't know if it's Urubu or something. Very long name. The guy said, don't let me tell you my name. I think Sister Joy will probably know one of those names. But for the sake of our people from France and Russia, we won't subject them to that torture. But the guy asked him to park. He said, your license and registration, please. He said, you don't need that thing. Just let me go. He said, oh, yeah, park. What's your name? He said, don't let me tell you my name. Ah! When the guy mentioned his name, the policeman became confused. He didn't, you know, if he said, okay, then look away, and you continue like that. You know, for me, like, okay, look away, okay. The guy was lost. He just like a system freeze. Your guy, carry your wallet and go. Listen, you may lose everything. A house may be burning and your certificate will be in that house and burn down everything. You may be pressed against the wall and every junction and point of pain, you traced it to a prophecy. But I beg you, don't lose your prophecy. I beg you. Your prophecy is God's official contract with you. Come on, are you here now? I say your prophecy is what? Is official contract with you. That's why the subject of discerning the voice of God must be a serious and you must a personal matter for you. Because of this understanding, I want to read something before I jump into this short message. You know, in Genesis 45. Genesis 45, let's read from verse 5 to 8, quickly. From verse 5 to 8. Some people are waiting for an incident to happen that will just make their destiny. No, destiny is a process. The day I met you, my dear sister, you never thought. There was no premonition. Most likely, you didn't even know what I looked like. You might have had a vision and you saw me. That this is the pastor God is sending you to. And you are coming all the way from some other place. And you saw me with beards and very full hair. And when you came on Sunday, you didn't see beards, you didn't see anything. You say, is he the one or should we wait for another? He's the one. So your destiny is a process. But one of the things the Lord wants to get out of this process is character. Character. You will now get to a point in your life where you are not struggling for it. You are just, people think you are passive. You are not passive. You've worked with God long enough to know that anything you pursue doesn't come. It's what He brings. Come on now. It's what He brings. So you only go in the direction where He is pointing. Look at Genesis 45 and let's read from verse 5. Now, this is Joseph, brother Joseph, speaking to his brothers. You know, those brothers abused him emotionally while he was at home. Though some of you don't know that was abuse. He was abused emotionally. Anything that ever made him think he could be a man, they talked down on that thing. Then they beat him, discussed about killing him, which means they already did. Then they threw him into a pit, came back, sold him to Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house, he suffered again, went to prison. So it was like a chain reaction. Now, is it safe to say Satan was after Joseph because of his prophecy? Is it safe to say so? Come on, talk to me. Is it safe to say so? That Satan saw his destiny. Come on, are you here now? And stood over his head for 13. Do you know what it means to wait for something for 13 years? Not many of us can do it. And not 13 years of praying, no. 13 years of consistent pain. If there was anything left in your mind that made you think you are special, we take that thing out of your body. Just how about your dream? It is where. That's the point they got him to. It is where. Because there's every time you want to say, I know what the Lord said to me. Sir, but you are, what are you doing here? Say, it's prison, you know. Okay. No need to talk about why you are here, but you are here. Say, I'm the head of the inmate. I do Bible study. I do everything. Say, okay. So this is where our ministry is now. We moved from Maryland to Mushin. This is where we are now. People look at that and call it retrogression. There's something you call regression analysis in statistics. Regression. Now, therefore, be not grieved. Do not be angry with yourselves that you sold meat heater. For God, it can't be God. This is not the guy, it's not a reported speech. This is the guy who went through all that pain. Do you know what it means when you've enjoyed in Potiphar's house? You are now going to prison to use shalanga. There's something called shalanga. If you don't know it, no problem. Brother Quincy, do you know shalanga? It's a kind of toilet. That one we use in our boarding school. Where everybody is there. Okay, I rest my case. He said, for God did send me. Can you see that perspective? Next verse. He sent me before you to do what? Preserve your life. Everything you were doing, God was behind it. You know, this one totally gets me. That's why I told you, don't lose your prophecy. Some of those guys, all those people saying stuff, God is, they are pushing you because you must not sit down in one spot. Is this how they are in this office? I have to develop myself. Because if God said, Mandeli Bakasai, my daughter, I'm your father. I'm going to take a course. Prasha, UI, UX, data, don't write it down. You are piling prophecies. The book is torn. You use sellotape. Unfulfilled prophecy. But when your boss comes to you early in the morning, why are you looking so unkempt? Maybe someone like myself. You are so tardy. What's wrong with you? You didn't sleep last night? Now, okay, come. Takes a box of files. Move this. I need this in 3 hours. Take it. Please move quickly. Walk fast. Don't. Just share the work. By the time you open the dust and you see what is inside, you ask yourself, how did I even pass the interview? It seems like when you sat for that interview, they were just trying to deceive you to enter. You now realize why people are designing retreat with, because they're always falling sick, dusty files, dusty every boxes. And he won't use a phone call. Oh, hi, well done. How are you doing? So how far have you gone with the work? You just hear his voice. Mary! Meanwhile, when you got a job there, they did a seminar, induction. Here we maintain a professional attitude in the workspace. We have a healthy communication. We encourage you to see our style, copy it, so that you can be a complete professional. We are building a career path for you here. They are just all those nice things until you met your boss. Say, Mary, I seem to have an impression that you are very lazy. You are very lazy. I'm not hearing noise on your desk. I'm not hearing noise. I gave you just one carton. Just one. Say, I'm sorry, sir. You see, that's the problem. I talk to you, I just say, I'm sorry, sorry. What will I do with your sorry? I need this thing. I'm going to call, Kule, please, can you change this person? I can't work with her. I can't work with her. What we just gave you, how do you know you can't work with her? She's too slow. Emotional torture, emotional pain. Some of them will look into your eyes and tell you you are hopeless. We'll go for all those NPR meetings to look at the profitability of the bank. Then they will ask you, a supervisor, to get up and call you a thief. Not in a professional way, like you're a thief. And what's your offense? You are not meeting your target. And you sit down on that chair. When you should go out. Look everywhere. There are customers everywhere drinking Coke. They are not drinking Coke again. They are drinking Biggie. So what are you doing? You just sit down here. You are expecting the money to come. That's what they do. Say, do you know you're a thief? What's your level? You're a thief! You understand, manager? You're a thief. Do you know you are stealing from the pool? Because where is other people's effort to pay you? Hello, stand up. Yeah. What's your target for the money? Say it's at 5 million. What did you achieve? I achieved 95%. All right. What's your rank? Sir, officer. Okay. You are a manager. Your target? Say 80 million. Okay. So what did you do? I did 15. You know, like I told you, we have some chance. No. It's okay. It's okay. I know you always feed with excuses, so it's okay. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. You always feed with. We know those of you in this branch that are always, before we ask anything, you have reasons why things cannot work. So we are going to rejig this place. We are going to shake you people. We are going to scatter you. You, what do you do here? I'm a teller. How many accounts have you opened this week? Say, oh, you think because you're a teller, you cannot open account. Oh. HR, please. No. What's your name? Mukaila. Not him. No. What's your staff number? Say, say. Yes. That's how you tell all that. By the time they're now open for the day's business, you are demoralized. You are tired. The wife, your wife gave food. Your wife gave you. You can't. Hey, you forgot it to eat sometimes. You brought the food from your house. The food is there by 7 p.m. You are wasted. And Joseph said, it was God. God, I beg, I don't want this kind of training. Sometimes the person talking to you is like maybe just a month or a year apart. You are practically age mate. Because you're a thief. Barawo. You're a thief. Since you came to this branch as the head, things have been going down. Are you married? How do you run your home? I'm telling you. So I wish I had a with you. I'm not. They put you on the stand and kill you there. They put one of my managers on the stand and say, look at this flag outside. What's the color? Our flags are always white. Say it's brown. So actually, we've ordered for a new set. No, it's okay. Don't say anything. I assume that you are also a very dirty person. That the only thing clean about you is this jacket. If I take off the jacket, everything will be dirty. Now, this is a woman to a woman. She was fired. That manager was fired because of a dirty flag. They put you on the stage, and whatever is left of your humanity, they destroy it. If Joseph had become an angry and vengeful person, nobody would fault him. If Joseph had seen his brothers and put them in prison for 3 months to have a feel of what, just tell that water, head water. You know, these are my guys. Oh. Let Scar handle them. Scar. Some of you don't know Scar. But it's okay. No problem. One day I will bring Scar to this place. You all know who Scar is. Scar is my guy. You bring Scar because he's focused. He has a mission. And he stays with the mission. He's not playing. Oh, whatever. Joseph had every reason. What Satan is not saying, oh, Busayo, don't fulfill your destiny. He just wants you to get to the point where you will say it's not worth it. You, with your own mouth, you will get to a point and say, this thing is not worth it. I give up. Bam, he picks it. That thing they pick up is what they'll go and give to another person. Don't walk, go. There's a way to. Some people that are going to Satan, I say they need glory. They want their life to be said, okay, we collected one from Mukaila. When he said he can't continue. So share. That one is 3 children you give also. Because Satan likes shedding blood. Tell your neighbor, don't lose your prophecy. Give me that scripture. He said, for these 2 years, had the famine been in the land, and we still have 5 years. Can you see how accurate his prophetic gift was? He was able to distill it into the marketplace. If you are in the business world, you need You need eyes to see what the world will need before they get there. Joseph had it. We can have it. Come on now. I say Joseph had it. We can have it. Most of the people who are battling their blood pressure, they are doing so because of bread, eating of bread. I'm here to see someone that will say, okay, can we design something that is not made from flour at all, that looks like bread and is a good substitute? They are waiting for someone to do it. You bring out chat, GPT. Everybody is suddenly waking up. They want to go and do it. You are late. Whoever comes in first has the day. Give me that scripture. He said, and yet there are 5 years in which they shall neither be hearing nor harvest. Next verse. But God sent me. All of that drama. If Joseph had stayed in his father's house, it would not be useful to God. There was no way to get him out of that place because Jacob would not allow it. So God created a gang up within the same system. A gang up. The brothers didn't even know. At some point, they thought of killing him. It was Judah that said, let's not kill him. And he got a blessing for it. Reuben got something else. God sent me before you to preserve you. That the people afflicting me are the people I'm sent to. How interesting. That the people bringing me pain, making me shed so much tears. I mean, I was talking to somebody on Thursday. It was a call from the UK. And I began to weep for like 30 minutes. The person had to wait for me. I didn't know when. I just lost control of myself and I started weeping. Because sometimes you just realize that you yourself could be bottling up. You could be bottling up. And you may not know. Maybe just having a conversation with somebody, you may not even plan for it. And maybe you just say something. That thing will just touch a part of me. I will just break down. Is it possible that your pain is a symbol of your assignment, your ministry? That these people that have caused you pain were not meant to die, but they were meant to live on because of your kindness. And that because of the great grace that is given to Joseph, Joseph cannot afford to be vengeful. God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by what? Great deliverance. For all you Josephs in the house, this must be your posture. From this scripture, you can get that part in the of scripture where Paul said, and we know that all things, the divorce, the separation, the ill health, the frustration, the sack letter you got from the office, the last minute disappointment, the people you helped that later stabbed you in the back, the ones that laughed with you and yet spoke against you at the moment you stepped out of the door. All these things work together for our good because we love God and we have been called according to. So those are the two requirements for all things working together. You must pass the test of love and what? You must be called and living your life according to his divine purpose. So even if you do think that maybe God is against you, you need to measure your current position by these two things. Then you can conclude whether it is God or Satan. Give me that scripture, verse 8. And I will sing praises.
this to you.
Those are the songs that came out of my prayer moment.
You are my strength, oh.
My strength.
When you are weak and you can't take one more step, then maybe it's time to shut down and enter into worship mode and begin to magnify the Lord. For out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water.
My strength,
I will sing.
I will sing praise.
Alama rabba keselina korobo diyasa.
And verse 8, and now it was not you that sent me here. Look at the mindset of this guy. After all they did to him. And you can't let me what be. I wish I could say this phrase in every language. Or maybe get somebody. Can you say it in French? It was not you that sent me here. Do you not say it in French? Oh yeah, check it on your, what's that, your app? That I'm seeing that app on everybody's phone now. They are not even making money from me just to be talking to themselves. Duolingo, what was that? Whatever. Just say it was not you that said. How do you say that in Igbo? Who can help me? It was not. The Igbo people didn't come to church today, and I've been fighting your battle. Now that we are about to get into power, eh? Peace. Do you still understand your language? Because some people they've been missing in Lagos. You know, they are just change your name. You understand? Go and get a certificate from Ekpe. You are not a Lagosian. What? How do you say, it was not you that sent me here? They come and come. I want, nobody must, you must, if this is only, come. Oh yeah, use your mic. Please, I need someone with a mic. We need to go around. This one, oh yeah.
Oh, who gives you the motion?
They didn't hear you. Say it like a military.
Oh, who gives you the emoji?
Please call Pastor Dave, collect that mic. Let's.
Wow.
In Yoruba. No. That one. Any other language, yeah. Benin, Hausa. Who can give me something in Hausa? Where's Pastor David? Do you still speak Hausa? What does that phrase? What? It was not you that sent me here. But God. Where is Joshua? Can you say that in Hausa? Please give Joshua the microphone. We are all preaching together today. No, let them hear you because they need to learn now. This one is not on that Duolingo.
In Hausa, Makenkabani Sapuwa.
Aha. You cannot accuse me that I came to this church today and I did not hear your language. Thank you. God bless you. See, let me tell you. I'm not playing with you. This is serious. For a man to journey with so much pain, and he arrived at that point 13 years after, and he looked at the people who caused him pain, and said it was not you. That's a high level of spiritual maturity and growth. He has grown. Say it was not you that brought me here, but God. For he has now made me what? A father. To who? To Pharaoh. I would not have gotten here without you. Even though your prophecy is yours, but God can't trust you until he has tried you and trained you and tested you. So do not shy away from the chastenings of the Lord. If I pray from today to tomorrow, if you don't make a decision to embrace your training, where you make up your mind on how you want to live your life for Jesus, some things are not tied to prayer point. Hallelujah. Are you here? I want to encourage us to be magnanimous in forgiveness. I want to encourage us, because sometimes we Christians are the ones who struggle the most with forgiveness. When you see a lot of Christians shouting, Holy Ghost, fire. They are thinking of somebody in their mind that fire must locate. Yeah. How dare he talk to me? Except it's not this God, they'll not remove their shoe. If it's not this floor I'm stepping on now, where, if it was, if not on this altar, where anointing oil was very vengeful people. Because Joseph, you will have pain. You have to be magnanimous in mercy. Those guys who spoke against you, it wasn't them. That's what Joseph is saying. Say it wasn't you. Now, Joseph holding that posture is good for them, but it's best for him. You didn't get that? I say holding that mindset was best for him, good for them. If not, everything he does will be tainted with vengeance. He will even look at the Egyptians. When I came here, you people, you made me go through so much pain. I would destroy this nation. And before Pharaoh wakes up, half of the nation has been burnt. It takes a man whose heart is textured. He never saw God as unfaithful one day. One day. That's the kind of heart we need. Not that I will have my vengeance today. You poison my father. Today, you have confessed. Only fire, Lord. You won't go the same way you came. Poison my father, or like all those Chinese things. You kill my father, you want to, you die. You know, all those. Now, this thing may sound very simple, but many of us will struggle with it. And I can tell you personal stories in this regard. Many of them will not expect you to survive. Now that they see that you are doing well, they want to forget the pain they caused you growing up. They want you to see that we are still family. No, let's talk about the pain first. I know we are family. I almost went to the court to change my name. Almost. My dad's name is Isaac. I wanted to add Isaac to my name. So even if you see me, you won't know which tribe I'm from. Solomon Isaac. I won't get to the airport and they'll be struggling to pronounce my name. It's all Generuke. Well, don't worry, just Solomon. Tell your neighbor, you must be magnanimous in mercy. You must be magnanimous in mercy. Genesis 49. Your time will come, oh. Don't let the life of anybody drop because of you. Don't, because of vengeance. Don't. Let everybody be alive and see what will become. I went for one of my family meetings. When I got there, they didn't recognize me. You cannot recognize me. You cannot recognize me. But when I got there, they say, no, you must prostrate. I say, why? I ask them, I say, why? These are my father's direct siblings. So the ones my father sent to school. When my father sent them to school was where they stopped. When my father stopped was where they stopped. But when my father died, I didn't see them till date. I said, I can't prostrate for you. You didn't? At least you can see that. Me too, I have small gray beard. I can love you, but don't. If I prostrate for you, the anointing on my head will destroy you. So just let us just be okay like this. Anybody may want to relate with you when you are okay and you are doing fine. It's a lot of trust for you to have so much power and yet you are restrained from using it. It's a lot of. When I see all these people all over the world that call me Australia, India, and I pray for them and they get their healing. But I remember that I have people, you know, from some of my family, some of them I've not seen it, but they are Down syndrome. They're having things that I'm praying for other people. And I'm just looking at them. I don't even know these people if I see them now. And I'm like, in this house, the Lord raised a man that is changing people's lives. The Lord appeared to me shortly after my work or towards my work. And he said, in the future, when you become a man, I will raise you as a healer. You will bring healing. He told me. I was a very young boy. I didn't really understand the full import. He showed me a baby. Say, when this baby matures, you will be a healer. I started remembering these things of late. That Joseph would be in Egypt dishing food out to the rest of the world. His father was in a nearby town. A man of covenant, but he was hungry. You may be a twin, like twin. And yes, you wear the same clothes every day. But on matters of destiny, you must know where to draw the line. If not, your twin cannot even be a blessing to you. You must know the kind of anointing your wife carries that you don't have. I've told you guys here several. I said I was trusting God for a job. Because some people, they specialize in looking down on their wives. Because as far as they are concerned, their wife doesn't have money, so she doesn't have anything. All right, continue. I was looking for a job. There was no way on earth, and I knew it, that I would ever find myself wearing a bank ID card. Except in the dream. There was no way on earth. Number one, there's no way I'm going to pass that GMAT test. There's no way. There's no way, because they are not asking me about Bible. If you ask me Uki Dele Giwa, I can tell you. But to tell me all those quantitative analysis and all those things, it's God that knows all the reasoning of this word. A, B, C, A, B, C, D, D, A, B, B. There's a technique to answering all those things. Whichever way, we are 30%. You just get 30 marks. I read expired on a flat mattress at Ikere Ekiti. Do you know Ikere Ekiti? Do you know Ikere Ekiti? Have you been there before? Hey! I finished my NYC. I went to a NYC family house. Buried my head. Because that was the only place I could find GMAT. And it was an expired version. That's what I was... My friend was like, Alpha, I say, they enter. Yes. So, how are you studying GMAT? You don't have pencil, you don't have biro, you don't have calculator. You don't have... Just. By the time I entered the exam, I just became confused. It's normal. Because already you know you are disadvantaged. I'm not a mathematically strong person. So for me to work soft maths, I have to be in a particular mental state. I don't rush because that's where I will fail. When I'm working maths, if it's an exam, I'm the last person that will leave. We are not rushing today. And all those people talking beside you, no, pie, 2S, just leave them. Because the little thing you put inside your head will disappear. Just leave them and mind your business. You don't know where they are coming from. You just stay on your own lane. I got into the exam. I went to do all the verbal, you know, all those English. I just did those ones. Those ones, we know they read. Just to past participle, future tense. Comprehension. That mass. Couple with the fact that I read an expired one. That means the one they based the exam on is not even the one I read. Don't lose your prophecy. See, I was in Sakwato, Sotambelo High School. At the last corner, the end of that school, it was a Muslim school. I was there with Pastor Ralph and one other brother in Ibadan. Just praying because we saw that we will soon be leaving back for the southwest after our airways. Let's just pray and trust the Lord. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. Shaliba rakateliba. I moved into that classroom as a room that was supposed to be like a class, an office for the class teacher. But because it was at the end, I moved my things there. I made that place my room. Nobody is asking Sutambelo. Even all the children say, it's only it's only to curse. You understand? The few people listening to me were the Igbo boys in that class. I think I was teaching them English or something, and one other subject. The other one, so I told, okay, you'll be teaching me Hausa since you don't want to learn. They taught me all the courses. Well, I said, you can't be teaching. They said, that's how you learn. You have to learn how to curse. Then your spirit will open up. And you start. Pastor Rav just stay there in Accra. For the Lord said, I'm sending you to Lagos. That was good because I was engaged. But Lagos is not in my blood. Right now, if you give me Ibadan, with 50 million, I can't take it. 50 million just for your pleasure. I can't take it. Akure, no. Abeokuta, don't mention it again. After Lagos in Nigeria, the only place I can manage is Abuja. But before, you see me championing rubbish up and down. What's in Lagos? Can you imagine? They are paying 2 million as house rent. Do you know you can do 2 million? You can buy two plots. You can do a pure water factory one side. You can see your life. Pure water factory. That also mentality where you turn your house to your business. 2 million. Huh? They are selling at the governor's area. Land there is 800,000. What? I can't. Those Lagos, there are something else. So stay there. Just stay there. You understand? That's where God will bless you. Stay there. The guy gave me a prophecy from Sokoto. How is a man able to gaze? Because even after I left Sokoto, I didn't go to Lagos till many years later. It wasn't something that happened immediately. That's why I told you, don't lose your prophecy. If God spoke to you about it, God didn't forget. You are the one who forgot. Come on, say God didn't forget. All Satan wants to do is to get you to that point where of your own will, you will drop the prophecy. Right now, you are in a phase. But believe me, God has not forgotten anything that he must have said about you, even including the one you did not hear. If God said it to himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Even if David did not hear it, God has committed himself. Because he said it. That you didn't hear it, it's a different thing. But he said it. That I will make you an eternal excellency. It's his promise. Now, it may look like a small thing, but the same young boy, the day I took money, not loan, no, money, like Naira, I held it like this, and I went to Lekki to buy my Jeep. I almost went, because I didn't see that day come. Our first car was a loan, and we paid for 5 years. After the car had given up the ghost. I say, God has not forgotten you. Why is it so hard for you to just believe? You believe all the wrong stories. And I'm telling you that 5 years from now, you will have the destiny of kings in your hands. What's so hard for you to believe? The zeal of the Lord will bring it to pass in his own time. What's so hard for you to believe? Did God ask you to do it? He said, this is what I want to do with you. That's why I told him first, don't believe too, don't insult God with your small thinking. Upgrade. When I bought that car, I didn't save the money. I didn't save it. The money for that car came in 1 week. 1 week, cash. I didn't say for you, we are planning to buy a car. That's my business. If you buy the car and die, will you not leave it? I don't buy anything until I'm ready to lose it. Personally, in order to protect myself, if I buy a TV screen, I'm ready to lose it. I don't attach my mind to... Because I grew up without them. So Satan will not use the things of this world to break you. Simply because you don't have them. Use those things to break your spirit. We won a laptop at a spa. I took it to Brother Bimbo. Brother Bimbo was laughing at me. I didn't really understand, but now I know. It was a Dell laptop. David, that your laptop? Celeron or something. But I didn't know what Celeron was until he talked about it. It was very sleek. I was so happy. So I asked him to vet. I was trying to impress him. He wasn't impressed. He was just laughing. Later, the wife was cautioned. Cool down now. Whoa, why are you? This man is happy about his testimony. Robin was not impressed. He just said, later I said, okay, that you can use it, you know, it's okay. It was later I understood what he was saying. And you are right. In Celeron, after I noticed that when I'm walking with that laptop, everywhere will be very hot. Very hot. Then the thing, you turn on the laptop, it will, 15 minutes, it's still booting. I said, could this be what Brother Bimbo? Because he just said it's for beginners. That's what he said. He said, but I'm not a beginner now. I'm a man of God. He said the laptop is for beginners. That's the laptop I use for Mixlr now. The only laptop that responds to my call for Mixlr. But he told me, he said it's for beginners. I felt insulted, but I didn't want to talk. Because he now said, you know me, I'm an IT person. So maybe he's speaking from his own level. But he has said what he wants to say. He has said it and I've heard it. Your message has been well received. I celebrated that laptop. It's because if you give me 250, that laptop was about 280,000. If you give me 2,000, I won't buy that kind of laptop. I'll go to Comta Village. Some of you are not used to brand new things. But that is about to change. I say it's about to change. So if you want to give up, just look at this young boy that is still on a journey and be encouraged. Yeah, be encouraged. God told me, if you serve me, I will make you rich. That's what he told me. He said, I will make you rich. He didn't say a man. He said, I will make you rich. So, but me, I've tasted poverty before. I know the difference. And even if God is testing me, he should not test me with poverty. God will not test you with poverty. I'm telling you, because you may not know. I was stranded at the airport at Abuja, coming back to Lagos, 12 midnight. They canceled my flight. Last minute. You wait till tomorrow. I say, I have to be in Lagos this night. They say there's one jumbo plane. I say, jumbo? What is jumbo? I just Google jumbo. That plane that used to do like this in the air. I say, we'll pray till we get to Lagos. You don't know those small jumbo planes that look like balloon. Till you land, you'll be praying. You cannot sleep. I just went to another airline. Bam, please pay. Yeah. Send my money to me. Send my money. And I entered the next plane. One person left. It was not a new airline. It was not a popular airline. It was new. It doesn't matter. Say it's Lagos, you are going. Confirm, say it's Lagos. So don't take me to Port Harcourt. And I entered the plane. We got here midnight. But you can decide to rationalize on why God is good is the best option for you. You can sit down. God is good. They are very fast. You can watch film. It's a level. And when you are at that level, use it. But don't come and preach that's the standard. Because even Jesus did not follow God's good. He used donkey. Your life is changing. Amen. Towards the end of this man's story, Jacob, the father of these 12 boys. Called them together. And he began to bless his children. And he raised a blessing for Joseph. And that's what one aspect I want to also bring out to you. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Very quickly. Genesis 49, verses 22. Joseph is a fruitful bow. Now, look at this. Consider all these things. Even a fruitful bow by well. So when this man was here, thinking that he was forgotten, in the spiritual realm, what God was seeing was a well-planted man. Are you with me? What God was seeing was a well-planted, a man that will never run dry of resources. That's why even though he was going through those difficult seasons, there was always a man waiting for him at those faces to help him. Are you with me so far? So while you are looking at, Satan is trying to paint a very nasty picture to you. Always look at those people that all you didn't expect, and God just raised them to help you. That is a picture of this particular scripture. Whose branch is run over a wall? That's fruitfulness. Go ahead. 23. Come on. Now, look at the attack that Satan raised against him that God used. In the spirit realm, in the physical, when you look at Joseph, you see the brothers. You see all the people working against his life. In the spiritual realm, what do you see? Archers. Come on, are you with me? Are you still here? So you need eyes that can see what others are not seeing. So that when you are telling them there is battle, don't sleep. It's because you know what you are seeing. You are not trying to make a decision based on what popular opinion, or people are just trying to make you and to encourage you. No. You can see exactly what the battle is all about. He said, the archers, give me that scripture. He said, the archers have sorely grieved him. They shot at him. The physical manifestation of that arrow was the hatred that he was experiencing. Anywhere it goes, people hate him. So he's like, Pastor, I don't know, anywhere I go, people don't like me. Hey, arrows. The arrow, it is target. Go back to that scripture. That arrow touched his target. He said the archers, go back. The archers have sorely grieved him. They aimed at him and they got through. And they shot at him and hated him. Next verse. Today we destroy the activity of archers. Every spiritual arrow that has been launched against you, launched against your parents, launched against your destiny to bring you pain and continual sorrow, today we overturn it. Amen. But look at it. He said, but his bow abode where? Do you know what a bow is? That's the twin brother of the arrow. All right? You know, bows have sizes. So why they were shooting at him, to abode his strength is to do something like this. To have a big bow, you now rest on it. Confidence. Because you know, the moment you pick your bow, anywhere you, the strength, sometimes you look at some of these arrows, it's not that they are not strong. It is the bow that determines the speed or the strength of that arrow. Do. No matter what you do, some arrows are just weak. He said his bow did what? It abode in strength. And the arms of his hands were made strong. They were made strong. Because when certain things happen to you, you can experience weakness, like you don't even know what to do again. In the midst of all that challenges, be strong. The moment God said be strong, nothing happened physically. But God was speaking into his destiny. Hey, don't be weak. Hey, wake up. Pray. There's nothing to pray about. Pray. Don't sleep. Masu, get up. His hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence, where is the shepherd, the stone of Israel, the stone that followed Abraham, the stone that followed his father, Jacob, and Isaac, the stone that went all through with them when Israel left Egypt. And the scripture said that stone was Christ. Give me that scripture. It's the stone that was referred to as the shepherd. You are not alone. I'm telling you. It may not look like it, but you are not alone. You've got to believe this to see it. Next verse. The story of Joseph is something every one of us can relate to. So find yourself in Joseph. Even by the God of your father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with the blessings of heaven. So that means there is something known as the blessing of the heavens. That blessing is not tied to labor. It's tied to passing your test. Test of faithfulness. There's a blessing of the heaven. There's a blessing of the soil. There's a blessing of the deep. Give me that scripture. We shall bless you with the blessings of heaven above and the blessings of the deep. The deep there speaks of the sea that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. Next verse. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost, bound unto the everlasting hills. They shall be upon the head of Joseph. This was where the man proclaimed Joseph. This was the verse that brought in Joseph as the next in line after Jacob. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. That verse. It was not, I told you there are different types of firstborn. There's firstborn by right, by birth, by wealth, by inheritance, by prophecy. Next verse. So which one is your own? Give me that scripture. Go back to the 26. This man was blessing his children. Look at this kind of prayer. This kind of blessing. When Jacob was dying, he said to Joseph, "Do not allow my bones to stay in Egypt. Take them with you." When Joseph was dying too, what did he say? He said the same thing. How can you settle where your fathers are rejected? He knew that he was sent for a time. He knew that he would not leave that place alive. He knew. It's just like Prophet Daniel, knowing that his destiny, his entire story will be told in Babylon. But Daniel never left. He prayed the people through. He prayed them out, but he didn't go with them. He stayed back to hold the ground. That's staying power. Listen, for you to be the son of inheritance, these are the kind of blessings you need. The blessings where you can look at your life and you can say, this blessing is a 3-generation anointing that I've inherited coming through this particular man of God, from this man of God to my life. This is what spiritual lineage does to you. Not that you say you attend a church, but the only thing you post on your WhatsApp is NSPD. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you, because some of you don't hear what. But when you're in trouble, it's not the man standing with you. This is why some people don't have answer prayers, because they have no system of honor. That's all. They always honor that which their hands cannot attain to. But that which is their own, they don't value. There's nothing wrong if you attend some of these programs. But your lineage must never be in doubt. Must not. Listen. If you have heard everything we have taught, including the message Pastor David preached on Joseph, I don't want you to assume you have heard. Go back home. Listen again. I gave an instruction during the week. I said we should all go and read the book of Proverbs. All right? And I hope you have started. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs is the standard book to correct your madness when you realize you are losing control. Go and read Proverbs. Don't worry that the man had 1,000 wives. You just read it for yourself. By the time he wrote the book, he didn't have 1,000 wives. So the book is safe. The man himself is not safe, but the book is safe. The story of Joseph is a story of God's faithfulness. If you stay true, God will pass over 1 million people to elevate you. Gospel, are you listening to me? Huh? Don't die. Then when you get to heaven, God shows you what your life would have looked like. And you realize you fell short. Not just by a little, by a wide margin. Become your best in God. Pay your dues. Be faithful. Some of us that are not running wise, not because we don't have ideas, but there's too much at stake. I see the Lord. I see the Lord most high. He is glory and beautiful. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. Most high, He is glorious. These are one of the songs we got out of the realms of prayer. I see the Lord.
I see the Lord.
Is holy.
He's holy
and beautiful.
And beautiful.
I see the Lord.
I see the Lord. I see the Lord. Most high.
He is glorious in mercy. In mercy.
In mercy,
His glory.